meditating on your past life. You may need to practice this many times before achieving a high enough vibration to make contact with your spirit self. However, if your spirit wants you to know more about past lives, or indeed of anything concerning spiritual growth, it will find a way to tell you. That is, you will find a way to tell you. It is not like you are connecting some godly being out in spirit land. You are simply tapping into a higher part of you, the part that remains in the real world, in spirit. So when you are in a quiet moment, turn off the phone, find a comfy chair, and try this. Sit in a comfortable and supporting position, placing your hands loosely on your lap. Now visualize the earth under the floor. Even in a high building, you can imagine the foundations penetrating the earth. Feel the rocks in the earth. Feel the warmth of the earth's core. The flow of energy that circles deep down in the earth. Red and yellow magma warming the rocks. Now bring that warmth up through your feet, your legs and your torso, up through your shoulders and finally your head. Now imagine a beam of white light shining down on your head from above, washing down through your body, cleaning and cooling the energy like a gentle wave of light, lapping over you until it surrounds you like a cocoon. Bask in this energy for a few moments. Try not to think on anything in particular. Rather, allow thoughts to pass through your mind and let them wash away in the waves of light. Now feel your body lifting slightly out of your seat. Imagine in your thoughts your mind lifting away from the body and riding on this light. It is important to feel some separation from your body, and this may take several sessions to achieve. With your mind free, begin wandering through a particular period in history which interests you. It could be ancient times, Egyptian, Greek, Roman, or the time of the Native American Indian. Maybe medieval times and the Crusades interest you. Or more recent times of the past century or so. Take the time to explore different periods. You will probably imagine a few, but you will keep revisiting one in particular. Focus now on that time period. Imagine the part of the world that immediately comes to mind when thinking of that time in history. Which continent and region might you identify with? Hold that thought and picture. Picture the place in your mind. Now visualize a person of that period and place standing in front of you. As you catch your first glimpse, think, is this person male or female? If you are successful, and it may take several meditations to even begin to focus on this, you will now have a time, place, and a person. Once you are clear on those three points, bless them and end the meditations.